So the pasuk says in Parshas Va'era, after the during the makkah of the tzvardeya. So Paray summons Moshe. Vayikra Paray the Moshe. Paray calls Moshe. Ulaharon and Aharon. And he says, "Atiru el Hashem, daven to Hashem, v'yoseir hatzvardeya mimenu mayami." He should remove the frogs from me and from my nation. And I will send the nation Yizbechu Hashem, and they should slaughter to Hashem. So Moshe said to Paray, "Spoil I. Test me. When would you like this to happen? That the frogs should be removed from your servants and from your nation, and from you and from your house, that they should only remain in the Nile. Tomorrow. The frogs should go away tomorrow. And Moshe said, "Kidvarcha, so shall it be. Lamanteda, in order that you should know, ki ain Hashem alekenu, that there is no one like Hashem." And all of them are far from tremendous difficulty. What is Paray out of his mind? Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Paray the option to choose when he wants the frogs to go away, and Paray can say immediately. Paray says, "No, tomorrow. The frogs should go away tomorrow." I mean, the frogs were in his tuna sandwich. Why wouldn't he want it to go away right away? We find this concept of tomorrow constantly showing up in this week's parsha, in parsha's va'era, in each one of the makas. Moshe says it's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be taken away tomorrow. Continuously, what is this with tomorrow? Why is everything happening lemachar, tomorrow? Parshas Boy, the pasuk says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos, you shall guard the matzos." You shall guard the matzos, because on this very day, I took your multitudes out of Mitzrayim. You shall observe this day for all your generations, chukas olam, a decree forever. So the pasuk tells us to guard the matzos. Why? Because on this very day I took you out of Mitzrayim. So we understand what the pasuk is telling us, because the reason why we eat matzah is because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim quickly, and we didn't have time. There was no time for the bread to leaven. But Rashi brings Rabbi Yashi says, "Al tihi koirei as hamatzos." Don't read the pasuk "Gishmartem as hamatzos," you should guard the matzos, "el as hamitzvos." You should read it. Matzos and mitzvos are spelled the same. You should read it. You should guard the mitzvahs. Kederach she'ein machmisan etzam matzo is just like you cannot be machmitz. You can't delay during the preparation of the matzos. Kach ein machmisan etzam mitzvahs. Also, you shall not delay the mitzvahs. Elo imboli yotcha. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, if it comes your way, asay oisam yad. Do it immediately. So the pasuk is, according to Rabbi Yashi, the pasuk is telling us, "Shmartem es hamitzvos." You shall guard the mitzvahs to do them immediately. Don't postpone. Don't procrastinate. But according to that, what is the continuation of the pasuk? Because on this very day I took you out of Mitzrayim. What does one thing have to do with the other? If it's matzos, I understand what the continuation is. But if it's mitzvos, what is leaving out of Mitzrayim on this very day have anything to do with guarding the mitzvahs? The end of Parshas B'Shalach, we have the Parsha of Amalek. The pasuk says, Vayavai Amalek. Amalek came by Yilachem and Yisrael, Refidim, and fought with Yisrael and Refidim. Chazal say that Refidim is made up of two words, Rafu Yedehim. Chazal say that Kivin Sherafu Yedehim and Atoira, since Bnei Yisrael loosened their hands from the Torah, Miad Vayavai Amalek, immediately Amalek attacked them. And I pointed out numerous times already that why does it mention that they loosen their hands from the Torah? It should have said they loosen themselves from the Torah. It should have said Rafu Atzmam in HaTorah. Why is it Rafu Yudeihem in HaTorah? They loosen their hands from the Torah. And we see that the hands play a role here in this battle with Amalek, because as the Pasuk says, Kashi Yorim Moshe Yoda V'Gavar Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his hands, Bnei Yisrael would be victorious. He would put his hands down, Amalek would be victorious. So there's something going on here with the hands that is associated with this battle against Amalek. And we need to understand what is with the hands. At the end of Parshas Bo, the Pasuk says, Ki yishalcha bincha mochar leimor, when your son will ask you tomorrow, Mazois, what is this? Amarta elav, you should say to him, V'chayzik yod, Hatsiyonu Hashem, Mimitzrayim, Mibes Avodim. With a strong hand, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim from the house of slavery. A few psukim later, the Pasuk says, V'yigadata levincha v'yayim ahu leimai. I did a few psukim earlier, actually. The Pasuk says, you should tell your son on that day, saying, because of this, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. So, it seems that we're talking to two different children here. Chazal actually say that they are two different children. And one of them we're telling, when they ask what it's about, we're telling them, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. To the other one, we're saying, because of this, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why is there a different answer for these different children, and who are these different children? So I think we can understand this based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey, very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Olam yagaz adam yetzatayva yetzahara." A person should always overpower the Yetzer Toiv over the Yetzer Hara. Notzchai, if he's able to be victorious, mutav, that's fine. And lav, if he can't, yasek b'toyre, a person should learn Toyre. Notzchai, if he's able to be victorious, mutav, that's fine. And lav, if not, yikre kriyashma, a person should say kriyashma. Notzchai, if he was victorious, mutav, that's fine. And lav, if not, yasgel o yam amis, if not, he should remind him the day of death. So why is it that this will work against the Yetzer Hara? Why is it that learning Torah or saying Kriya Shema or reminding the Yetzer Hara of the day of death, why will this work to overcome the Yetzer Hara? So perhaps what the Gemara is telling us is one of the most successful tactics of the Yetzer Hara is that when a Yid has a hisoiridus, when a Yid has an arousal to do something good, whether it's in Torah, whether it's in Tefillah, whether it's in Chesed, whether it's in Tshuva, whatever it is, when a Yid has cheshek to do something good, the tactic of the Yetzer Hara is usually to postpone it till the next day. You know, you'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. You'll start a fresh slate tomorrow. That is usually the tactic of the Yetzer Hara. And the reason why it's so successful is because by the time tomorrow comes, his iris is cooled off already. The person no longer has the push that he had yesterday. To take on this new resolution, and therefore it ends up falling by the wayside and never ends up happening. This is the tactic, a famous tactic of the Yetzirah. This tactic is called Machar. Tomorrow. You'll start tomorrow. In Parshas Yisroi, the first pasuk that deals with Kabbalah Satoira, the pasuk says, "B'chodesh Hashlishi, Latzeis Bnei Yisrael Mi'aretz Mitzrayim," the third month when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, "B'yoyim Hazeh Ba'o Midbar Sinai," and this day they came to Midbar Sinai. Now the words "B'yoyim Hazeh" seem to be extra. On this day, the pasuk could have just said, "B'chodesh Hashlishi, Latzeis Bnei Yisrael Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, Ba'o Midbar Sinai." What the pasuk is telling us is that Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai with the understanding that Kabbalah Satoira needs to be with the immediacy of Bayoyim Hazeh, this day, meaning when a Yid has his urus to take on a resolution, whether it's Sur Meira, whether it's Asay Toiv, whether it's not to do something that they shouldn't be doing or to do something that they should be doing, the approach has to be Bayoyim Hazeh. It has to be this day, immediately. So, the first approach to overcome the Yetzirah is Yask B'Torah. Learn Torah. Remember, by a person learning Torah, the person will remember that Kabbalah HaTorah is about Bayoyim Hazeh. And therefore, the person won't allow the Yetzirah to push him off until tomorrow. If that didn't work, the person didn't get the message, then Yikra Kriyat Shema, he should say Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema, we say, the pasuk says, "V'ha'oyu ha'dvarim ha'ela, asher anoichi metzavcha hayoyim al levavecha." These words that I command you today should be upon your heart. What is the word hayoyim doing there? Hashem is not commanding us today. Hashem commanded us a long time ago. The pasuk is telling us, no. "V'ha'oyu ha'dvarim ha'ela, asher anoichi metzavcha." These words that I command you, hayoyim al levavecha. They should be today on your heart. Don't push it off till tomorrow. So when a person says Kriya Shema, the person says, "V'ha'oyu ha'dvarim ha'ela, asher anoichi metzavcha hayoyim al levavecha." The person will realize, I can't push this off till tomorrow. The pasuk says I have to do it today. If that doesn't work, then yazkir lo yoyim ha'misa. The person just remember that if I push it off till tomorrow, then today is a dead day. Yazkir lo yoyim ha'misa. Remember that today is a dead day. A person needs to see to it that every day has life. There's no reason to push it off till tomorrow. This Yetzirah, this klipa of pushing things off till tomorrow is the klipa of Mitzrayim, the klipa of Paroi. This is how Paroi landed us in Memteh Shari Tuma, in the 49th gate of Tuma, because whenever there was any kind of his oiris, any time of an opportune time for Bnei Yisrael to take upon themselves any type of resolution, there was a sense of, take it easy, tomorrow's a new day. So, and we see it here, when, by the Mark of Tzfardea, Paroi had his oiris to do what's right. It seemed like Paroi was mamash becoming a Baal Tshuva. He calls Moshe and Aharon in, and he says to them, "Hatiru al Hashem, daven to Hashem." I mean, this mamash sounds like he's doing tshuva. "V'yosar atzvardim imeni mayami," he should remove the frogs. "V'ashalcho esam," I'll send out the nation. "V'yizbuchu Hashem," and they'll slaughter to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is plainly calling Paroi's bluff. So Moshe says to Paroi, Moshe could have just walked out and said, "Okay, right now we're going to do it." No. Paroi, when are you going to do this? Meaning, Paroi just committed himself that whenever the frogs go away, he's going to send out the nation. When are you going to do this? I'll do it tomorrow. That is the clip of Paroi. Any good thing, push it off till tomorrow. so that his odor should cool off. And from that point forward, Moshe Rabbeinu just went along with Paro's, since Hashem told Moshe that Paro's not going to send him out. The reason why it was so certain that Paro is not going to send him out is because Paro had this attitude of machar. Since Paro is always pushing things off till tomorrow, you could be sure that he's not going to send them out. If he would act with immediacy, he would send them out, which is actually what happened at the end. At the end, Paro said, leave right now. And that's when they went. That's why there's this constantly this talk of mochar, tomorrow. Because that's what Paro was about. Pushing things off till tomorrow. And that's why when, in order for there to be a Yetzias Mitzrayim, in order for us to be able to leave the klippa of Mitzrayim, it had to be in a hurry. It had to be b'chipozon. And that's why we eat matzah that cannot be delayed. The reason we eat matzah to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim is because that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about not procrastinating. It's about doing things immediately and not pushing it off till tomorrow, not pushing it off for the next few minutes. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Guard the matzos. Why? Keep etzem ayoyim azeh. Because on this very day I took you out of Mitzrayim. I didn't push it off till tomorrow. Says Rabbi Yashiah, it's not only matzos that we're supposed to learn from this. We're supposed to take this for all the mitzvahs. Yetzias Mitzrayim is for us to learn that when it comes to any mitzvahs, ushmartam es hamitzvos. You should guard the mitzvos. Says Rashi, the mitzvah bo liyotcha, if a mitzvah comes your way, al tach mitzana. Don't delay it. I say oisam yah, do it immediately. Don't push it off. Pushing it off is Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is doing it immediately. And the pasuk tells us why. Kiba etzam ayayim azeh, hoi tzeisi yis tivoy seicham eretz Mitzrayim. It's because the way you left Mitzrayim was specifically because you left on the day. You didn't wait till tomorrow. That's why you need to do every mitzvah immediately. And then the pasuk adds very important words. Pasuk adds, "Ushmartem es hayoyim hazeh ledoros sechem chukas olam." You should observe this concept of hayoyim hazeh, this day, for all generations, a decree forever. Remember hayoyim hazeh, no mochar. Hayoyim hazeh. Now the word for immediacy, for immediately, is miyad. Right? That's what Rashi says. Mitzvah bo liyotcha, a mitzvah that comes your way, al tach mitzana. Don't delay it. Asei oisa miyad. Do it immediately. The word is miyad. Miyad means, literal interpretation of the word miyad means from the hand. And the reason is that why the word miyad means immediately is because the hand, a person's hand is right there, and it represents immediacy. And that's why we find throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim b'chozek yod, by strengthening the yad. That is the doing things with zrizus, with immediacy, is called chozek yod, strengthening the hand. The opposite is Rafu Yideim, is loosening the hand and doing things machar, doing things tomorrow. So that's why Kisholcha bincha machar leimor mazois. If a person has a child that's a procrastinator, a child that always pushes things off until tomorrow, he's a bincha machar. He's a child that always pushing things off till tomorrow. And he says, he sees, comes Pesach, we bake matzahs with such zrizus, and everything goes with such chipozen and such in such a hurry. He says, Matzahs, what's going on here? Why are things going so quickly? Why are we in such a rush? So we answer the son, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, because we strengthened our miyad, our immediacy. That's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. If we would have been continuously pushing things off till Machar, we wouldn't be taken out of Mitzrayim. But there's another son. The other son is not Bincha Machar. He is Bincha Bayayimahu. He got to the Bincha Bayayimahu. There's a child that's the same day child, the child that does things immediately. Tell your Bayayimahu son, because of your Bayayimahu attitude, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Perhaps the reason why Hashem sent the sign that Hashem sent both to Paray and to Bnei Yisrael to show them that Yitzias Mitzrayim is actually going to happen was that Moshe should throw his mata, throw his staff to the ground, and it will turn into a nachash. It will turn into a snake. Why specifically this sign? Because perhaps mata, the word mata, mem tes hei, is gematria 54. Which is the same gematria as miyad. Miyad, which means immediately, is 54. So the mata represents immediacy. When the person loosens their hand, they lose grip of the mata. The mata falls to the ground, it becomes a nachash. The word in Lashon Kodesh for hurry is chash. David HaMelech says, chashti v'loy hismamati. Right? Chashti means to hurry. The letter nun, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, that letter nun represents nefila, represents falling. That's why there's no nun in Ashrei, says the Gemara. Because nun represents nefila. When a person loses grip of the miyad, when there's a rifyon yodayim, when there's a loosening of the hand to the point that the miyad falls, it turns into nachash. Nachash is nun chash. There's a nefila to the midah that a yid has to have, which is chash, which is to hurry, to take advantage of a yisoiris, to take advantage of an opportunity, and not push things off till machar. So when we finally left Mitzrayim with a chizik yod, Amalek was there to attack us. Why? Because after the chizik yod, there was a rifyon yodayim, Chazal tell us. There was a loosening of the hands. We loosened our sense of immediacy. We started considering the machar. And then immediately, V'yavai Amalek. And Amalek, Zohar as Asher Asalach, Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you, Baderech B'tzeischem in Mitzrayim, specifically, Baderech, when you were leaving Mitzrayim, with a Chizik Yod, that's when they attacked us. And what did they want to accomplish? Asher Korcha, they wanted to cool us off. And the way they cool us off is by pushing it off till tomorrow. Right now, immediately, Yid is all warmed up. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till you're cooled off. Asher Korcha. So the way to overcome Amalek, first of all, so Moshe says to Yeshua, Tehi lochem ba'amalek machar. Go fight with the Amalek of machar, the Amalek that wants to push things off till tomorrow. And how do we win this? Because Kashiyar and Moshe's Yodai, Moshe lifts his hand, showing Klal Yisrael, that if we want to overcome Amalek, then we need to have a Chizek Yod. We need to strengthen our miyad and do things with immediacy and not postpone them till tomorrow. Haman HaRasha, descendant of Amalek, we find in the Megillah that at the Mishte Hayayin, the first feast that Esther had invited Haman and Achashverosh to, Achashverosh asked Esther, what does she want? Esther said, to come to a feast tomorrow, U'mochar esek kedvar ha-melech. Tomorrow I will do the will of the king. Now we know that wherever it says ha-melech in the Megillah, it's a reference to the melech malchei ha-melechim. And Esther was saying, U'mochar esek kedvar ha-melech. Tomorrow I'll do what the melech wants. The next pasuk is Vayetze Haman Bayoyim Ahu Sameach V'toyv Lev. Haman left that day happy, with good hearted, because what makes a Amalek happy is when they hear a Yid say, U'machar Esek Edvar HaMelech. When they hear a Yid say, tomorrow I'll do the will of the king. That's what makes a Amalek happy. And the truth is that Achashverosh, which is Haman's partner, whenever he asked Esther what she wanted, he said, "Ma she'elosech Esther, ma b'kashosech ad chatzi ha-malchus, until half of the malchus." The word malchus is gematria 496. Half of malchus is 248, which is mochar. Whenever Achashverosh asked Esther what she wanted, he said, "You can have it, but ad chatzi ha-malchus, but mochar, tomorrow." The only time where Achashverosh asks Esther what she wants, but doesn't say Ad Chatzi HaMalchus, is after the war. After the war took place and Gideon were able to kill their enemies, Achashverosh says to Esther, Ma she'elosech Esther HaMalchu, ma b'kashosech. And he doesn't say Ad Chatzi HaMalchus. What did Esther ask for? Im al ha-melech toiv, yinosein gamochor la-yehudim ha-shevashushan la-asos kados ha-yoyim. I want you to forfeit the mochar. Yinosein gamochor. I want you to forfeit the mochar. That the Yidden should be able to do kados ha-yoyim. Yidden should be able to act upon things ha-yoyim immediately. And we shouldn't have the Amalek and the Mitzrayim pushing us to push things off till tomorrow. So our avodah during these weeks that we read about the Yetzias Mitzrayim is to enhance our zrizis, our hayoyim hazeh, to do things, to take advantage of opportunities immediately, and not to push them off till tomorrow. And that's chus will be zoicha. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He'll take us out of this galus. B'chipozayin. B'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.